Cincinnati is once again struggling with relations between police and the black community. 2.5 years ago, protests and rioting erupted in the city, sparked by a police shooting. Now, a videotape of a scuffle between a 342-pound black man and white officer and white police officers is stirring debate.
Get this little dummy here, white boy.
Back up,
redneck.
Back up. Back up.
Put your hand behind your back.
41-year-old Nathaniel Jones died Sunday morning after that incident in a White Castle parking lot. Yesterday, Hamilton County Coroner Carol Parrott reported that Jones' body showed traces of illegal drugs, but he ruled that Jones' death was a direct result of his struggle with police.
Because Mr. Jones' death was a result in whole or, as in this case, in part, of the purposeful act of another person or persons, specifically the attempt to subdue and arrest him by police, his death will be ruled a homicide.
Still, the coroner says homicide should not be interpreted as implying that the police used excessive force. We spoke today with Cincinnati Mayor Charlie Lucan. He says the situation has been misinterpreted from the beginning because of the violence of the videotape.
First, let me explain that the fact that the camera existed at all was one of the police reforms we put in. We put those cameras in the last few years so that there could be some evidence in cases like this one. We have to be transparent. And the camera, which we have put in the cars, and which the officer, by the way, turned on from a remote control on his belt because he sensed this was something he wanted to get on tape, the camera is just one way for us to provide people with an understanding of what happened.
It seems like a risky thing to do, however. I mean, you have said repeatedly that it appears that police followed departmental guidelines regarding force, but people who view this tape might determine that their eyes don't lie. I mean, what they see is police repeatedly striking a man with nightsticks.
I firmly understand that two people can look at the same tape and they can come to very different conclusions. I've also learned a great deal about police procedure over the last 2.5 years. We have also had police officers who have been killed because, in some cases, they've been less than vigilant about protecting themselves in those circumstances. So my conclusion, based on what the Department of Justice protocols are, what the city's use of force procedures are, tells me that what they did was appropriate. Having said that, I know people come to different conclusions. That's why the Justice Department's looking at this. That's why our Citizens Complaint Authority is going to investigate this. That's why the prosecutor's office is going to look at this.
When you first saw that tape, what went through your mind? How did that start?
Well, when I first saw the tape, they were playing the part where the officers were hitting Mr. Jones, but they were not showing the part where Mr. Jones violently attacked and drug down police officer. So, I mean, the first time I saw it without that context, it was more disturbing. When I look at it again, and now I've looked at it 30 or 40 times, it is not pretty. I mean, everybody who's looked at it, even though they validate the officer's actions, will tell you that it is not pretty, and I would certainly agree to that. I would point out, they do not hit Mr. Jones in the head. The bruises on the autopsy are to the thighs and to the buttocks. So when people say beating death, I mean, there were other causes of death here.
Do you feel, Mayor, that there may have been a different way to handle this?
Well, you know, I that's a good question, because I think that if you don't learn from each event, you're foolish. And I don't yet know, because of the pace of things here lately, what the lessons here are. One of the lessons we're talking about are these new tasers, which allow you to be as far as 10 or 15 feet away from a suspect and to disable them without that kind of hand-to-hand combat that you saw. We will try to learn and evaluate and see if we can't do it, if we can't do it better.
There was a public viewing of the tape, followed by a question and answer session last night. Hundreds of people showed up for that. Did you have a hand in planning that event?
Yes. We have a human relations commission, and the director said, we'd like to do this. And I said, and another thing I learned is that it's important for people to get their feelings out, to be heard, to be given information. So we played all the tapes we had at the beginning, and I can tell you that for most people there, they thought what they saw was excessive.
This latest case seems like it would be the equivalent of pouring salt into a wound that's yet to heal in that city. It's just been 2 years since some of the city's black neighborhoods erupted in street protests and looting after police fatally shot an unarmed black teenager. Has this been a setback for the city in terms of race relations?
Oh, it breaks my heart. I mean, we have come so far. We are now the most analyzed police department in America. We have done so voluntarily. We have asked the Justice Department, we're the only city I know of that asked the Justice Department to come in and work with us on our policies and procedures. So the fact that the city is getting this kind of attention is disturbing, but we have to pick ourselves up and move forward. It remains a great city with a good police department, and we'll just keep working on it.
Mayor, the 2001 shooting led to a lawsuit accusing the city's police force of a 30-year pattern of racial profiling and excessive force against blacks. The police department has denied those accusations, but does this recent case suggest that the city indeed might have a problem?
Well, the issue of race is a problem in every city in America, and there are tensions in our African-American community with regard to the police. There are racial tensions within our own departments. So I said 4 years ago at my first State of the City speech that the number one problem in our city was the race relations in our community. I thought, and I think you talk to anybody in Cincinnati, that during the last 2-3 years we had made great progress. This sets us back. There's no doubt about that, but I think we have an inner strength here that will allow us to get up and move forward.
Mayor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Mayor Charlie Lucan of Cincinnati, Ohio.